We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. Major League Baseball draft is off and running. Padres made their first selection last night, and with the 51st overall pick, they selected Austin Smith, right-handed pitcher from Park Vista High School in Boynton Beach, Florida. Oh, just about 10 minutes from where I went to high school.
Right.
How about that? Another year of another South Florida guy being selected by the Padres. Austin, of course, was teammates with Trey Turner before the Pods took him in the first round last year, and Austin joins us on the phone now. First of all, man, congratulations, and thanks for taking a couple minutes for us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
How was last night? What was it like?
I mean, it's an indescribable point in time, and it was just an awesome experience. I mean, it was a dream come true, and I just want to thank the Padres for giving me this opportunity. It's a dream come true.
We're seeing some video here from WPTV News Channel 5 in West Palm Beach of the family reaction last night, hugging your mom, and I know your dad,
yes,
and all the friends and family. Looks like a pretty good gathering last night. Who all was there?
Yeah, I mean, I had my family. It was great to have my family, my friends, my coaches there. I mean, all the support is just wonderful. It couldn't have been more exciting.
You know, you said last night on your conference call that this is the home of your high school pitching coach?
Yes, my high school pitching coach. Yes, sir.
So he got everybody together in the same place. I mean, that was quite a crowd there.
Yeah, I mean, he's blessed with a huge house, so it was able to work out.
So you needed a huge spot more than specifically any one person.
Yeah.
Hey, Austin, I got a question for you that, you know, as you go into draft, players know, high school players know what teams are looking at them. Did you have any idea what teams were looking at you more than others?
I knew what teams were kind of high on me and what teams were like, he's good, but, like, we're looking for something else. And, I mean, I really had no idea who was going to pick me. It was just to be patient and wait till your name was called. But, I mean, you guys called me, and it was just amazing.
Austin Smith is with us from Boynton Beach. The Padres took him in the second round last night, San Diego's first selection in the draft. All right, let's talk some baseball, man. Give us the scouting report. You know, we've read about the fastball, the curve, the change. Break down the game for us, kind of where it's at right now and where you're trying to take it in the years ahead.
Right now, I mean, I think I'm at an elite level, high school. I mean, I think I'm at an elite level, and I think throughout the Padres organization, I'll become 110 times better, and I'm looking forward to hopefully pitching in the major leagues for the Padres someday.
You know, it's interesting to me when Mark Connor was talking, the director of scouting for the Padres was talking last night, he mentioned that you already have a changeup, which usually is one of the last pitches a young pitcher develops.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit, when did you start developing a changeup, and how far along is it?
I mean, I have. My coaches tell me I have bear palms, and my hands are just huge, and I hide the ball very well. And the grip on the changeup is just amazing. And yeah, I got a good feel for my changeup. I started throwing it like frequently my junior year, and ever since I've been working on it.
So you use it a lot in games?
Yes, sir.
Did you use it in the international tournaments?
Yes, sir.
That is an advantage. I mean, for somebody, for a young man to have a changeup already, to me, that shows that, you know, you're ahead of the game.
Yes, sir.
All right, that sounds pretty good. We're talking to Austin Smith. What are your thoughts on the Padres, you know, growing up in South Florida? I'm sure you went to Marlin games at the old park and at the new ballpark now. So what do you think of this Padre team, you know, obviously from a bit of a distance?
San Diego is a beautiful place, and I've actually played in Petco Park last summer at the Perfect Game All-American, and it was a wonderful experience. The fans were awesome, and I'm just looking forward to being a part of the Padres.
So you're not going to be surprised when you come in here the first time and see this ballpark?
Nah.
What was the experience
probably
like?
Probably with all the fans there, though.
Yeah, might be a few more people here when you pitch the next time at Petco Park than there were for that perfect game last year, which is a great showcase, by the way. Well, what did you make of pitching here? I mean, did you take a moment to sort of appreciate it, look around, and know that you're in, you know, a major league ballpark? What was that whole experience like?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I had to realize where I was and, like, what I did to get myself there, and I took a moment to think that in a couple of years I might be able to pitch here someday, and it was an outstanding experience. All around the ballpark is beautiful.
Very nice. Talking to Austin Smith, we've got your Twitter handle up on the screen, and I'm sure the Twitter followers have gone up significantly in the last 24 hours or so, particularly from people here in Southern California. But, man, I'm looking at your feed both last night and then again before the show today, and it's like you seem like you're responding to every single person who's congratulating you, man. That is a very, very, very nice and above and beyond thing to do. But I guess it's important to you, huh?
Yes, sir. I mean, I love all the support, and, you know, I feel like I have to give back to the people who are congratulating me. I mean, I just love everything about it.
Listen, I've got to, you know, you have already represented your country in the Pan American Championships last year, and I know you pitched in La Paz, right?
Yes, sir.
Against Guatemala?
Yes, sir.
How was that? I mean, to be representing your country, to go out there on the mound, representing your country in an international championship game, what was that like?
It was, again, an amazing experience to go out there and pitch for Team USA. I mean, that was another dream come true, and it was just unbelievable. I mean, I threw a combined no-hitter with four of my other players in that game, and it was an awesome experience.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to do it.
Do you have butterflies?
A little bit, because it was a different kind of – it was a little different of an area in Mexico. But it definitely made me thankful for what I have.
Gotcha. I got one other question for you, is that you have a strong – I understand you had a pretty strong college commitment. So you've got a major decision coming up here to turn pro or to go to college. And I know the next month there's going to be a lot of pressure on you. Have you given
yes,
it
sir.
Much thought as to what you really want to do?
I mean, it's always been my dream to play professional baseball, but I just got drafted, and we haven't really talked about it, but hopefully I can be a Padre.
That sounds like a really good answer. Austin Smith, second-round pick, as Bill mentioned, committed to Florida Atlantic University. But hopefully, from our perspective, at least, we'll get the signing figured out with the Padres. Austin, man, congratulations again to you and your family. Obviously, it's a long road, you know, from T-ball, you know, through high school and now to the pros. So congratulations, man, and look forward, hopefully, to getting the chance to meet you soon.
Great talking to you again.
Thank you so much. Sounds good. You too.
Appreciate it. There you go. Austin Smith. We'll get a little bit more intel from his coach at Park Vista, Larry Greenstein, coming up in a few minutes as well. But big congratulations to Austin. He's a great kid, as you can tell, talking to him. And that is something that, you know, we've talked to AJ Preller about this. He puts a good deal of emphasis on, like, how the kid is.
Right.
And I shouldn't just say kid, because it's not just in the draft. It's in free agency. It's in trades. He wants to know about these guys as human beings, not just as baseball players.
Says an awful lot to me about what you're looking at in your screen and how he's responded to everybody who tweeted him and congratulated him. I saw, you know,
wild.
Yeah, he's just gone back every one. I don't know how far along he is into the list, but he doesn't seem like he's missed too many.
No, it certainly doesn't. And again, just a really, really neat story. He and his little brother both, when they were young, in foster care, and eventually, and it's not a simple process, adopted by his foster parents, and they raised him, you know, from the time he was, I think, 5 or 6 years old. He and his little brother, they adopted him, raised him, and pretty early on, I saw an interview with his dad. You know, they said, oh, this guy's pretty good at baseball, you know, going back to T-ball, and they traveled, they did all, you know, the travel ball, and then through high school, and now into the second round of the 2015 draft. Really neat story, and seems like a great kid with a live fastball, so that's right. Always fun.
Live fastball and a changeup.
Yeah. Hey, what could be bad? And a pretty filthy curve.
There aren't a lot of 18-year-old kids who have a changeup.
No. That was a good point.
Seriously.
You talked about, and it's an interesting thing. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about last night's win over the Atlanta Braves, and then we'll return to the draft. Austin's high school coach is going to join us coming up. We've also got a Will Myers update to pass along. He played again for the Chihuahuas today. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco's proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. A Will Myers update and more on last night's game. Padres Social Hour continues from the AMR studio at Petco Park.